From VOA Learning English, this is Science in the News. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. Today on the program, we report on new research that shows how our DNA can be used to show where in the world our ancestors lived. We report on the creation of a new element. And we tell about a man who uses Hollywood films to teach children about science.
Would you like to know where your ancestors came from? British and American scientists may have found answers for you. They have developed a new algorithm to study deoxyribonucleic acid, also known as DNA, the building blocks of life.
The algorithm is a step-by-step operation for solving problems. It is called geographic population structure, or GPS. The report was prepared by researchers from the University of Sheffield in England and the University of Southern California. It was published in the journal Nature Communications.
The researchers say GPS can find a village or tribe where genes became mixed as far back as 1,000 years ago during population movements or invasions. At such times, people from groups that were separated earlier came together and had children.
The British and American scientists tested their algorithm by studying genetic information from 200 individuals. The people were from 10 villages on the Italian island of Sardinia. GPS correctly placed 25% of the people directly in their villages. Most of the other individuals were placed within 50 kilometers of their villages. A test involving more than 20 islands in the Pacific Ocean produced similar results. In all, 98% of the information proved correct.
The scientists say the new method may be important not only for learning about ancestors, but also for health reasons. They say that knowing one's genetic code may show what conditions and sicknesses may be likely to affect a person.
But valuable as it may prove to be, there are more traditional ways that people can learn about their ancestry. Some families pass information about family history to the next generation. In turn, those children pass the information on to their children. And some people have their DNA studied through what is called biogeographical sequencing. This method places people correctly within about 700 kilometers in Europe. But the rate of success is much lower in other parts of the world.
An international team of researchers recently reported creation of a new element that is 40% heavier than lead. The researchers successfully developed what they are calling element number 117 at a laboratory in Germany. It is identified by that number because its nucleus contains that same number of particles called protons. Element number 117 has a temporary name, ununceptium.
If you remember your chemistry classes in school, you will recall that about 90 elements in the periodic table are found in nature, but others that were created in laboratories appear only in very small amounts. The periodic table lines up, or organizes, chemical elements in order of atomic number. The elements made in laboratories, such as 117, are extremely unstable. They last only minutes before breaking down into long-lasting elements.
Creation of new elements helps scientists better understand the chemistry and physics of atoms. But such production may also lead to the discovery of new technologies.
Russian and other scientists had reported the creation of element 117 in 2010. But the group that confirms new elements requires at least 2 successful independent experiments to confirm their existence. That group, the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, will give the element a permanent name. A report on the new element appears in the journal Physical Review Letters.
Sometimes Steve Wolf gets blown up or is set on fire, but he claims his job is not really dangerous at all. He works as a stuntman and a special effects expert for movies and television. He says his breathtaking activities result from science, and he likes to share that science with school children.
Mr. Wolf recently visited an elementary school in Manassas, Virginia. He told the students that stunts and special effects, the tricks we see in movies, look terrifying, but are under control.
Movie fire. Movie fire takes direction, so it'll do exactly what we need on the movie set.
He told the school children that the stunts and special effects result from physics and chemistry, not magic.
3, 2, 1, action, gorilla!
Steve Wolf showed the students how an explosion is created in a movie. He says he loves their reactions.
When kids watch something and it makes a connection and they go, oh wow, that was really cool.
In addition to performing stunts, Steve Wolf has planned special effects for television shows. He has had jobs like that for 25 years. But he says only rarely has he been in danger.
That takes place, you know, in 10 or 15 seconds. That's what you're seeing is 3 or 4 weeks of filming. And we film it in little bits, and then we edit it together. So in many cases, the stunt that you're seeing never actually happened.
The stuntman and his team use fuel, oxygen, heat, and chemical reactions. He asks the children what that makes and gets the answer, fire.
Steve Wolf says he became involved in science education 20 years ago. At that time, he learned that the United States was not rated among the top 20 nations in science education. That did not seem right to him. He remembered that when he was very young, he watched an American astronaut walk on the moon. So Mr. Wolf decided to establish a program for students. It is called Science in the Movies. Over 20 years, he has performed more than 4,000 demonstrations at schools and science events around the world.
we are able to show kids over 100 science concepts that they need to know.
Kids like Ava Redondo and Mason Sims get involved.
I want to become a scientist. It was really good. I love that the explosion.
I was actually had my mindset on being a basketball player, but I think the special effects thing could be fun.
Steve Wolf says when children get deeply involved in learning, they teach themselves.
This Science in the News was written in special English by Geraldine Watson from stories by VOA reporters Steve Herman in Bangkok and Joe DiCapua and George Pudich in Washington. It was edited by George Groh and produced by Christopher Cruz. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. Join us next week at this time for more news about science on The Voice of America.